is an interesting poll. It's going to take on the discussion for the next topic we're discussing this morning, which is, of course, the Supreme Court ruling. We will be getting into that, but first, we're going to go into our spotlight. You're listening to 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Mike Levins here. You could call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. We just had Robert Sklaroff kind of giving us some political insight there as we were talking about the different candidates for the presidential election. And very interesting, some of the information he had to say. What do you think about it? 610-539-8255. I think that is insight into Cruz basically being the rock star of the race is very, very telling. We're going to see how that shapes up, and we'll continue to follow it here at 1180. And we'll let you know as far as what that looks like. But we have joining us right now in studio, we have Melissa Cafaro. Am I saying that right, Melissa?
You are, absolutely.
How you doing this morning?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. You're from North Penn Art.
Correct.
And it's a custom framing shop in Lansdale. And this is our spotlight segment, if you're listening, by the way. We like to highlight a local business, ministry, or organization in our area. And North Penn Art has been in business for over 35 years.
Absolutely.
And you actually recently joined North Penn Art, am I not mistaken?
That's correct, actually. I just joined the team for, I joined the team to help with marketing and advertising and social media, just really upping what they're doing and seeing how to interact with our customers some more, and it's going really well right now.
Okay, well, tell us about North Penn Art. So, and just a preface, it's a custom framing shop, but tell us a little bit more.
Correct. North Penn Art is custom framing, but it's custom framing is kind of a broad definition. We actually do display boxes, giclées, which are original replications.
You lost me with a giclée. Yeah, go ahead.
We'll go into that. But it's basically we're helping out local artists. We also frame TVs. Yes, big flat screen TVs. We do some type, a little bit of an engraving to enhance our custom framing. But we can do anything. We also do enlargement and restoration. So if you have an old family heirloom picture that's kind of faded, you can bring it in and we'll actually color correct it and we can enlarge it. So if you wanted to frame it for the top of your fireplace and it's your grandparents' old picture, we can fix that and make it work.
Wow. Okay. And you frame TVs. I didn't know that that's something that could be done.
It's pretty much a new product. But it's been in business for years. We're actually a distributor of a company up in Massachusetts, but it's a really cool product. We frame a TV, and it's a cap that goes over your flat screen. So It's not a permanent fixture, so it's not like it's attached to the TV. Say, years from now, your amazing LED doesn't work anymore. You can still use this frame. But we also frame it, and in the front of the TV, you can get a mirror front, or you can also get a canvas front that actually has a remote control that rolls up into the top of the frame so that way it can either display it as a piece of artwork above your fireplace or it could be the TV in use. It's better than having that big eyesore above your fireplace or on your wall when you're already hanging this nice flat screen. You can at least make it look a little bit better.
Yeah, it's interesting you describe it as an eyesore. I don't typically think of a TV that way, but I guess if you do think about it, though, it's not really designed. It's just kind of a screen.
Exactly.
You know? So you guys basically are able to give it some kind of artistic flair.
Absolutely.
Some nuance and some creativity, which is something I didn't even you could do or think of. That's
it's great. You should come check it out.
All right. Well, you guys have been in business for over 35 years. You were recently added to the team, and you also do social media for North Penn Art. What are you? So your social media, is it just North Penn Art, like a Facebook page or
Correct.
Something like that?
Okay. We have a Facebook page, a Twitter, a LinkedIn, Google Plus, all the main social media sites that will help us out. Yeah, and we post pictures of new products, sales and discounts, projects that are currently going on because some are really cool. We'll have Marines come in. We'll have really cool heirlooms, like antique guns come in. And it's really cool to see like all the different projects that come in. And sometimes a lot of our viewers like to see what we're working on because it's, wow, I never thought to frame that or I never thought to bust that out of the closet, but I think I should.
Wow. So when someone walks into the shop for the first time, when they walk into North Penn Art, what are they going to see? I'm guessing they're probably going to see things that they haven't. I mean, like you said, rare guns, a different thing. I'm sure you
Absolutely.
Have things like this on display.
Well, when you walk in, it's an old house, actually, and the bottom floor has been renovated to be the shop. So the entire walls are covered with different types of framing. We have, like I said, display boxes. There's a giant guitar that's framed, a mask, like a carnival mask is framed. There's some tiles. There's a whole section of engraving, and then there's a whole section of chiclets. There's a bunch of different types of TVs and sizes with their frames on them. Big matting table with a whole bunch of different color mats. Then all the walls actually have little frame samples. There's a lot of frame samples, so you can definitely find something that you'd be interested in. And then a custom framing specialist will greet you, find out what you need, and then go from there.
So I am intrigued. What is a giclée?
Okay, a giclée is...
I really am. I'm very, very curious as to what it is.
Well, it's a French word, but it actually translates to original replication. So say you're an artist and you painted an 8.5 by 11 beautiful picture of a river in your township, and your kids, your aunt, or you really want to sell it, well, you can come into us, we'll scan it, and we'll have it. It's especially for color correction and matching. It'll be exactly like you want it, and it can become a digital format. It can become enlarged to any size you want to be either framed for resale or even stretched, enlarged, and wrapped onto a canvas or into a greeting card for, say, Christmas. You want to send out your Christmas greeting cards, and you're an artist. You made this beautiful picture of a Santa Claus. It's just basically helping you to... replicate your art and also put it online, because a lot of galleries require that you have a digital format of your artwork. So this also helps to submit your artwork to local galleries to have basically a giclée, which is a scanning of your original artwork to be replicated.
Interesting. That's a very, very fancy word for something that's
yes.
relatively simple. Now, you are a business. You've been in the area for over 35 years. That's quite an accomplishment in and of itself. Most small businesses, you know, they don't last the first two.
Right.
And I love talking about local businesses and being able to get them out there, because you guys are the backbone of a community. You know, and being able to get behind that and being able to give you guys a platform, and because people may have never gotten out to Lansdale, never heard of North Penn Art before, and now they'll be able to have that bug in their ear.
Absolutely.
As to what you guys do, because this is actually very unique what you do, custom framing. Now, is it affordable for most people?
Absolutely, because when you think about custom framing, some people think, okay, well, I'm just going to buy a standard frame and a standard mat and hope that, you know, it looks good on my wall, or depending on what you're trying to preserve. But when you have this antique picture or this antique gun that's probably worth some money, or even valuable to you, when you think about it as a long-term investment, it's extremely affordable. It's almost cheap. So it's really great to invest in your heirlooms and your treasures and preserve them.
I was going to say there are many people who probably look at these as heirlooms or framing heirlooms.
Correct.
And that's going to be very, very important to them. They want it to be the best. They want it to be unique. And you guys are able to do that. A custom framing shop, North Penn Art in Lansdale. Now, you guys actually work with local artists.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about that. You use their original artwork in some different ways other than custom framing?
Well, absolutely. We really are a friend to the community in general. That's Paul, the owner, really loves to interact with everyone in Lansdale and local communities. We also work with local art alliances such as the North Penn Arts Alliance, the Greater Norristown Art League. And what we do is we have a section on our website called Local Artists, and you can go in there and actually view local artists' artwork. So say you bought a new house and you really want to have a picture of some abstract flowers on your wall. Well, you can go into this section and say, this is the most beautiful painting. I'd like to contact Karen Smith for her painting and purchase it. And then we have it on file, so we can, because it's a giclée, we have mm-hmm. it on file, and we can enlarge it and frame it or whatever you would want. So we really like to help out the local artists to increase their SEO by having their name on our website and actually help them sell their artwork. And maybe even if they want to use our little section as a media outlet to, like I said, apply to galleries because they need a digital format. Those are some ways we help them. We also help with building websites because you usually as an artist, you would need a, everyone today needs a website, but you'd usually need one to, like I said, apply to galleries. So we help build them, organize them, set them up, and then they'll become a self-managed content management system with WordPress. So they can actually update their own pictures and update, oh, I painted this picture, I have a blog now, and really get their name out there. So that's how we try to help out our local artists.
I've always loved walking through art galleries. Just there's always it's very, very calming and relaxing, and it's very interesting to see different interpretations that artists have of different scenes or objects and things like that. We're going to continue the conversation with Melissa here about North Penn Art in just a moment. If you have a question for Melissa about North Penn Art, you could call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. We're going to head to a break, and when we return, we'll talk about more about North Penn Art. You guys really are involved with the community and local
Absolutely.
Artists in Lansdale, so we're going to talk about that when we return on It's a New Day.
Balancing life is our biggest challenge, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Here on WFYL, we address a balanced life every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We have great guests such as the number one best-selling author and health coach, Mari Pizarro, and as seen on The Doctor Show, Dawn Cotillo from Be Balanced Centers, and many, many more. I'm the host of Balanced Life, Renee Gable. Please listen every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., because a balanced life matters.
Start your own business today. Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers provides a unique opportunity to address a growing demand to help millions of women over the age of 35. The Be Balanced franchise has a patent-pending solution to lose stubborn weight, help women manage their mood and sleep issues that are all caused by hormonal shifts. Visit BeBalancedFranchise.com or call 800-361-8060. That's 800-361-8060 to learn more and start your own business today.
Your furry family members matter too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets, so come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
Artwork has always fascinated me personally. That's just my opinion. Welcome to It's a New Day at 1180 WFYO, working for your liberty. You could call in 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. We have joining us Melissa with North Penn Art. How you doing this morning? Oh, wait a minute. How you doing this morning? I'm sorry about that.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. We lost you for a second there. It's wonderful to have you on the program. If you have a question for Melissa, the number to call, 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. And North Penn Art, you guys are a custom framing shop, but you're actually really involved in the local Lansdale community, the art community. You guys actually lend your shop to be art galleries.
Absolutely, yes.
For local artists.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you guys have a local artist who's going to be showcasing themselves?
Well, it's multiple local artists. So it's basically teaming with the local alliances. There's a lot of them, and in October for the first year, we'll actually be hosting the Greater Norristown Art League annual show, where their artists have an opportunity to submit a piece of artwork. They get it framed, and then they hang it in our shop. All of our samples come down, and all the original artwork comes up, and our shop becomes a gallery where people can come in and view this artwork. And there's an opening reception where everyone gets together and like talks about the artwork. People vote on the best artwork for certain categories. And then at the end, there's a closing ceremony. So it's about 2 weeks. It's going to be the 14th through the 23rd this year for the Greater Norristown Art League. And then in November, we'll be hosting the North Penn Arts Alliance annual show as well. So it's same deal.
Oh, fascinating. I always, like I said before, I always kind of grew up with an appreciation for art. And this is not necessarily painted art, but when I was actually traveling abroad, I went to Italy not too long ago and got a chance just to see the architecture.
Absolutely.
Which is artwork. It's beautiful artwork of the cathedrals, the ornateness, the precision in which they were made. I mean, you're probably getting more and more exposed to that now that you're with North Penn Art. I mean, I guess architecture for me is something that really fascinates me. Is that, have you ever seen anything like that around the world where you've just been like, oh my goodness?
Oh, absolutely. I lived in Italy for 4 months, and like you said, the architecture is just amazing all over that country. And just going to even Greece with their architecture and everything was really cool. So
if you're an art junkie, then you probably want to get involved with North Penn Art just because of everything you guys do in the community.
Absolutely. Anything art-related, anything to preserving your art, making sure that it's conserved properly with proper glass and everything. Say you are an artist and you just want your original artwork just to stay pristine. We can also help you out with that.
So you work with local artists, you work with giclées, which you told us a little bit about what giclées are, basically like a copy, if you will.
Right, a high quality print replication of original artwork.
Right.
Some words to describe it.
Right, yeah, exactly, giclée. French word, actually.
Yes.
It's spelled with a G, so
yes.
You look at it and you're kind of
tilting
your head.
It has an accent as well, so it's even more, you think you should be saying it differently.
Well, no, there you go, but you actually help them replicate their original artwork. You do that in other ways as well. What are some of the other ways that you do this for local artists?
Well, we...
If there is some different way... I know that you work with local artists with giclées. I know that you help them with their copies and different things like that. And you actually replace their original or replicate their original artwork in some different ways. I know you're talking about, you guys are a custom framing shop.
Yes.
So you guys go ahead and do that. But you actually place their, you actually give them some website promotion as well, though.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, we do have a page on our website dedicated just to local artists. And now how you would get on that, I mean, it's absolutely free. You would just email us your artist website, and then we'd create a link to it. We'd have a couple pictures featuring you with your name, your media used, and just a link to say some pictures. So that would help for sale if people were interested in purchasing your artwork, or even if local galleries were interested in purchasing your artwork, or you just wanted to, as an artist, up your SEO for your own personal sale. Having a little bounce back like that would be great. So we just try to help out, and we understand, you know, it's hard to be an artist. It's hard to do anything. So if we can help you out, we'd love to.
And you guys actually interact with the community in a lot of different ways.
A lot, yes.
How do you do that? Go ahead.
Well, we are starting to plan multiple annual events. Like I said, we have the two art shows coming up in the fall. So those are really great to have people come out. We're actually interacting with local charities. And right now we are doing a fundraiser for Manna on Main Street in Lansdale, which helps to end a hunger in the community. And basically, on our Facebook page is a Cutest Baby 2015 album. So, the public goes on and votes, like gets to look at pictures of babies. And then for every like each picture receives, North Penn Art will be donating $1 to Manna on Main Street. So the album launched July 1st, and we currently have about 400 likes. So we're already going to be donating approximately $400, and the album stays up until the end of July. And on August 1st, we actually deem three people winners based on how many likes each picture gets. And then the first place is $300 in free framing, second place is $150 in free framing, and then the third place is $50 in free framing. A gift certificate, basically, so they can frame that beautiful picture of their child or maybe a family portrait for the top of their fireplace or the front of their TV, whatever they would prefer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we really would like to help out the community. So that's what we're getting involved with. So our donations are going up. It's great.
Your likes are worth a dollar just by hitting a button.
Yes.
It's worth a dollar. And that's, you could check North Penn Art out at Facebook. That's absolutely tremendous that you're doing that, and it's all going to go to a charity. So go to North Penn Art, okay, and let's really get on the bandwagon for this. North Penn Art at Facebook. You could go ahead and check out their Mana on Main Street campaign. You could check out this campaign you have if you'd like a photo of one of the babies there.
Yep.
It's worth a dollar because that's going to be donated to charity. So make sure you check them out. What's some other ways that people can get in touch with North Penn Art, because you guys do so much in the community with art?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can contact us through our Facebook page, come into the shop. We're open 6 days a week. Just talk to us. And honestly, we're trying to become more, we want to interact more with the community in general. We'd like to be part of all the Lansdale events. They have like Lansdale, Discover Lansdale, just really become involved with the community. And so we're interested in helping out any charity. If anyone wants to contact us or have us involved with them, we'd love to help out. Just really team up.
Yeah, and again, check them out on Facebook. You could go ahead and vote for your picture of who you think is the cutest baby, and that's going to be a dollar just for hitting that button. A dollar is going to be donated to Mana on Main Street in Lansdale. So go ahead, check out North Penn Art on Facebook and like one of those photos. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. North Penn Art Custom Framing Shop in Lansdale.
Thank you.
And, you know, is there anything that you'd like our listeners to know about North Penn Art as we're kind of wrapping up the segment here?
I just want everyone to know that everyone that works at North Penn Art is experienced and experts in the field of framing, so we can preserve any piece of artwork that you have, no matter shape or size, and come in and talk to someone. We know everything.
Yeah, well, good. Well, good. Well, I mean, you offer a non-traditional way.
Exactly.
For people to be able to do this, to be able to remember, and to be able to cherish different things that they hold dear. You know, whether that's an heirloom or whether that's just a picture. I know my fiance, she loves pictures.
Absolutely
loves them. So, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. It's wonderful to have you. You're listening to It's a New Day on 1180 WFYL. We're going to continue with headlines and more on the program. That number 610-539-TALK to let your voice be heard this morning. Hope you're having a wonderful drive to work. We will be back right after this.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. He's been evasive about it since, but Bill Cosby has admitted before he drugged women for sex.
The Associated Press obtained the documents in which Cosby admitted in 2005 to getting quaaludes with the intent of giving them to women he wanted to have sex with. Those comments came from his testimony under oath in a lawsuit filed by a former Temple University employee. He settled with her for undisclosed terms in 2006.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. One hiker is dead, four others hurt in an ice cave collapse in Washington State. It's been warm out.
Snohomish County made a point to say that they have been warning people since May that these warm conditions were causing dangerous areas at the caves, that there were partial collapse. They have been warning people through the media as well as through signs.
Janet Kim with Q13 Fox News Seattle. One man's in critical condition. Fox News, we report. You decide.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Hawaii became a U.S. territory this day, July 7, 1898, as President McKinley signed the Treaty of Annexation. Discovered by Captain James Cook in 1778, the islands were soon united by King Kamehameha. After his death, his son and his mother as prime minister abolished the pagan religion, which included human sacrifice. The next year, the first missionaries arrived from New England, creating a written language and translating the Bible. Hawaii's motto, "The life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness," was first uttered by Queen Keopulani as she was baptized into the Christian faith.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Well, pollster John Zogby saying, according to a Newsmax article, that the Clinton campaign is in trouble, saying, quote, "It's sinking like a rock." Well, we're going to get into why in the world would he say that. Well, he's a member, he actually is with Zogby Analytics, monitoring campaigns and their success. We're going to talk about that. It's 610-529-TALK. If you would like your voice to be heard this morning, 610-529-8255. We've got that. We've got another interesting topic of discussion having to do with, yet again, the Supreme Court decision for allowing gay marriage. And this is going to have ramifications that are going to continue the discussion. Now, I want to preface this with another Newsmax article. This is citing a Rasmussen poll. Rise in voters backing states over the Supreme Court on the Supreme Court's decision regarding same-sex marriage. This goes against everything that we have been told in the media to think about American support for gay marriage. And this is scary. This is frightening to me because of the polar opposites we are seeing develop in our nation. I'll explain that in just a moment, but I'm looking at the Rasmussen poll here. Last week's Supreme Court rulings on Obamacare and same-sex marriage, more voters believe now that states should have the right to ignore federal court ruling, according to a new Rasmussen Reports survey. This is looking at RasmussenReports.com. Finds that 33% of likely U.S. voters now believe that states should have the right to ignore federal court rulings if their elected officials disagree with them. That's up 9 points from 24% when first asked that question in February. Just over half disagree. And that's down from 58% in the earlier survey. Perhaps even more disturbing is that the voters who feel strongest about overriding the federal courts, Republicans and conservatives, are those who traditionally have been the most supportive of the Constitution and separation of powers. During the Obama years, however, these voters have become increasingly suspicious and even hostile toward the federal government. We must be ever so careful as a nation that we do not fall into the torrent that it will rip us apart in conflict. We must be ever so careful that all of our needs, and this is why I say the number one thing that is going to fix our nation is not politics. The only thing that is going to be able to do that is Jesus Christ. Every heart and mind affects our nation. You cannot legislate your way out of this, and I grow tired. I've said that so many times, but it's nonetheless true. We cannot legislate our way out of this. This only has one answer, and that answer is in the gospel of Jesus Christ for our nation. If we do not find it there, we're not going to find it in any political leader, as good as they look. Even Ted Cruz, he is not the be-all, end-all, or Scott Walker, or any other Republican candidate. For those who would be lamenting at the current situation and go to those leaders for everything, they are not everything. The only thing that is going to be able to change our nation is Jesus Christ. That is the only thing. Now, with that preface, the discussion now, of course, shifting to will churches lose their tax-exempt status? Now, if they, because this is where the discussion is going, if churches lose their tax-exempt status, we all know the famous case of the baker now who is being forced by a court, being forced to not speak out against homosexuality and to not discriminate in their business practices, to basically, quote, bake a cake, as it has been so described, against their wishes for a homosexual wedding. Now, if churches lose their 501c3 status, meaning that they are tax exempt, if they lose that status, will there be any difference between a church and a bakery? Because now the church, in the eyes of the government, is a for-profit company, not an organization. 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. I'm looking at theblaze.com asking the question, will churches lose their tax-exempt status in the wake of the Supreme Court's gay marriage ruling? Because the people who are advocating for this will not go after forcing pastors to marry homosexuals. Not now. What they will do is they will attack the church's tax-exempt status. Because the church has had that position of privilege merely because it is the church. It is an organization. Merely because it is the church. It has enjoyed a tax-exempt status. is not working for profit. It is a church. But if that status is taken away, like is being discussed, and which is being thrown into the arena of public discourse, we will lose all the rights and privileges, meaning churchgoers, that has along with it. Being able to believe, being able to not marry a homosexual couple, to essentially refuse services. Because follow this logic, will you? Again, if a church loses its tax-exempt status, what is the difference between them and a business like the bakery that is forced under the argument of not refusing services for discrimination? You know, this comes off the hinges as another church in America is flying the Christian flag above the flag of the United States of America. I've got an article right here. Christian churches urged to fly U.S. flag below another. It reads, first it was one church, then a second joined. Now there's an online presence and a campaign for people of faith across the nation to recognize that God comes first ahead of nation. And that means the stars and stripes will be accorded second place behind the Christian flag. Tell me, since when do we need a flag as the church to do our talking? Hasn't Jesus called us to be salt and light in the world? Hasn't he called us to preach the gospel to all the world? When do we need a flag? The Christian flag, which is a very nice flag and everything it stands for, being the church, Jesus Christ, but since when have we needed a flag to do our talking? I don't understand why this is a point of contention for churches. To me, it's another distraction. Sure, you fly a flag over the American flag, and what does that accomplish? What we should be doing is preaching the gospel in all spheres of our lives. And I think the sphere that's most needed right now is politics. That Jesus Christ is Lord in all areas, and even in politics. What does that mean? That means that we advocate for Christian law. We advocate and we stand on the Christian laws, origins that made this nation great and made this nation blessed. We stand on that, and we stand up for that, because that all points to one person, to Jesus Christ. And that article, by the way, Christian churches urged to fly U.S. flag below another, that's from WND.com. Now, I'm looking at this Blaze article, questioning, are churches going to lose their tax-exempt status? And I think that there's some points for thought in here. In an op-ed published by Fusion, financial writer Felix Salmon made his stance on the matter crystal clear in his first sentence, quote, "Now that the U.S. government formally recognizes marriage equality as a fundamental right, it really shouldn't skew the tax code so as to give millions of dollars in tax breaks to groups which remain steadfastly bigoted on the subject." Tell me, if the Supreme Court could so show arrogant disgust for the law in their decisions, not just on gay marriage, which completely disregards Constitution and our laws and the will of the people, at least is what has been voiced in the legislature, effectively making the Supreme Court another mini-legislature. But as well, Obamacare, which was even a more, in my opinion, gross insult to the laws of our nation. What is going to stop them, for no reason, for doing the same thing to churches by taking away their tax-exempt status?
Of the four wars in my lifetime, none came about because the U.S. was too strong. A quote from Ronald Reagan.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your recorder of deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the recorder of deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the recorder of deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. There have been a lot of other shoes dropping since the Supreme Court ordered a redefinition of marriage in every corner of our nation. Calls for ending tax exemption for churches and other ministries are ringing loudly. And this past week, the ACLU called for repeal of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA, which they initially supported when it became federal law more than 20 years ago. Apparently, the ACLU is unhappy that the law was used to protect the conscience rights and religious liberty of the Christian owners of companies like Conestoga Wood Specialties and Hobby Lobby. It seems the ACLU was fine with the law protecting the rights of those in non-Christian religions, but it doesn't like it protecting a Christian's right to conscience. Frankly, I'm not surprised.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your prayers and financial support. To donate, log on to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
Welcome to the fascist state that is America. Yes. Oh, you heard me right. You could call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. It's a new day. Michael Evans here. You think that this writer, Felix Salmon, who op-ed published by Fusion, called for the removal of the tax-exempt status of churches. If you think he is alone, think again. New York Times columnist Mark Oppenheimer, also penned a piece for Time magazine titled, "Now's the Time to End Tax Exemptions for Religious Institutions." Quote, "Rather than try to rescue..." And I love how he says rescue, as if the church needs to be saved by the government. Quote, "Rather than try to rescue tax-exempt status for organizations that dissent from settled public policy on matters of race or sexuality, we need to take a more radical step. Quote, it's time to abolish or greatly diminish their tax-exempt statuses. Where are the cries for separation of church and state? they've all gone silent, haven't they? And it is deafening. No one is standing up for the church and it to be free from infringement from the government, which the very argument for separation of church and state, in quotes there, comes from a letter from Jefferson sent to the Danbury Baptist Church, comforting them that the government at the time would not step into affairs of the church, and that there was a wall of separation of church and state separating the two. But you see, since the churches are tax exempt now, they are members of the state. And if your opinion does not agree with the state's opinion, well, then you're going to bear the wrath of the state. Welcome to Fascist America. 610-539-TALK, that number to call. These calls, by the way, for removal of tax-exempt status, they are all but growing. See, people are not going to, and this is how Satan works, people are not going to force. This is what everyone fears. People say, well, they're going to force pastors to marry homosexuals. That's not what's going to happen, not at first. Because that's what we expect to happen. That would rally the base, get people angry. Since when has anything ever happened like that? It's always a slow fade. Because first it will be churches losing their tax-exempt status. And then after that, the argument will be made that churches, well, if they're not tax-exempt, they're for-profit. They're just like a bakery. And they can't discriminate. If someone wants to get married based only on their orientation or their desires, they have to. Because they get their power to marry from the state, after all. That doesn't come from God. You see it over and over again. This country is trying to make itself above God. This isn't a political issue. This is a spiritual total war right now. This has nothing to do with politics. This has everything to do. Everything. With the spirit of Satan coming against the church in America. But might I remind you that as it has in every nation in the world that has opposed Christianity and persecuted and killed Christians, that it too will fail. We've seen this in China. The communist government, which has outlawed Christianity. The Christian church has grown in China year after year more than I believe in any other place on this planet. It will fail. That's the good news. But the bad news is not just that churches are going to be facing persecution in America. See, I don't believe that that's all bad news. Because the persecuted church, the first time the church was persecuted in Acts, it was the most powerful and influential church because the Spirit of God moved and did wondrous miracles and signs. A lot of people, churchgoers in America, ask, where have those gone from our American churches? Because they occur across the world. We send missionaries out. They report of miraculous things, but it doesn't seem to be happening here. We will see that again here in the United States. But this nation has been taken over by those who would force their will upon none other than God's church. Welcome to Fascist America. This, I've told that this is not the end of, quote, marriage equality. It has nothing to do with marriage equality. There is no nothing equal to marriage. Here's the truth. Marriage between a man and a woman is an example, a Christian example, of the relationship between Jesus Christ and his church, the bride and the bridegroom. You see that in Revelation? It is a Christian institution. There will never be nothing equal to that because it is the most holy institution, because it is the climax of everything. One day the church is going to be reunited. Christians talk about they'll be caught up in the air, raptured away. One day, that marriage, quote unquote, between Jesus and the church for all eternity will occur. And that is why it is the subject of all the attack in our nation today. But it will happen slowly, very slowly. We have a New York Times article writer. That's the title of this article he wrote for Time magazine. Now's the time to end tax exemptions for religious institutions. Do not forget, that is where this is going. And then, this is all about forcing the government's will. If you disagree with it, well then, your will be null and void, because the government, we're going to force ours, because we are the be-all, end-all. We are the God of everything. And that's the heart of even communism. Socialism, communism, the same thing. You know, here's just an interesting thought to end on for the program. From Newsweek.com, Putin's war on Ukraine is more important than Greek debt. You think that we've dropped Ukraine? No, Ukraine is still raging. Costly war of aggression against Ukraine. A false objective after another presented to us by the Kremlin. Russian special forces, of course, still in Ukraine. I encourage you to follow this story. We're out of time for the program today, but we will be back tomorrow from 7 to 9. Laura Ingram is next. Thank you for listening. It's a new day, 1180 WFYL. Remember that in all these things, no matter how dark things may get, Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's still Lord over all.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
This is Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, and I want to invite you to listen to our new daily live call-in program, Stand in the Gap Today, each Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL. There's never a shortage of topics surrounding how our faith and freedom are being attacked on every front. This program will equip Christians to stand up for truth and to impact our culture for Christ rather than just being an idle bystander. Join this battle for truth and listen to Stand in the Gap Today every Monday through Friday at noon here on WFYL.